Well, let me get into this with you. And this is clipless. There's a guy who I've been following for a couple of weeks now on the YouTubes named George Webb, double B. Have you seen any of his stuff?
No, you got me on that.
Okay. So he's now up to day 73. Today, I think, would be day 74. And the title of the short video is 10 minutes. So it's, Where is Eric Braverman? And he does this guy is an intelligence guy. I can't find anything about him. So who the heck knows what's going on with his background and information? But Eric Braverman was the CEO of the Clinton Foundation. And he came here's and he has done an excellent job of connecting a lot of these people and the Podesta emails. If you recall, there was an article that talked about how, you know, Chelsea was brought into the Clinton Foundation. Her name was put on the masthead and she's in. And she starts to notice stuff and she starts asking questions. We read a number of those Podesta emails. People are like, what the hell is she doing? Tell her to shut up, back off. And she brought in her former McKinsey colleague where she worked, Eric Braverman, to be the new CEO to clean stuff up. And this guy quits abruptly a couple months before the election. And he has not been heard from since. He's supposed to teach, I think he teaches at Yale or somewhere, but he's not showing up for his course. No one knows where he is. And when you look at, so in this interview, he said, you know, if you really want to find out what's going on, and it wasn't attributed to him. If you really want to find out what's going on, you know, you got to follow the money. And then there's this Podesta email where this article is sent back and forth. And then Podesta says, this is Eric Braverman. So on the radar, Eric Braverman is married to Neil Brown. These gay guys. Neil Brown works for KKR, which, of course, includes the famous Kravitz.
And, Kravitz Kohlberg.
Yeah.
Roberts.
Yeah.
The big boys.
And so when you look at Timber Sycamore and Operation Zero Footprint, these are the code names for Libya. There was a whole system set up for Libya, which, of course, pretty much worked, where you go in, you get the rebels, you make a deal with them, you give them arms, you take away some money. Then, of course, you want to strengthen stuff up, get some NGOs doing crazy stuff. He's a nutty dictator. You kill him, and then you deal with the oil concession rights. Everybody kind of wins. And also, in Gaddafi's case, there was his wife had $20 billion in a Swiss account. There was an estimated $300 billion in other Swiss accounts. And then there was, you know, there was like a $10 billion in cash and gold and stuff.
They steal the money.
They steal the money. But this is done with KKR, who was inserted just before Hillary Clinton left the State Department. Because she had, and if you look at it, there's like the people who were approving the arms sales, which ultimately wound up in, you know, the hands of rebels. They're all insiders, including, check that, Jeremy Bash, former CIA guy. And I've always wondered, he used to be married to Dana Bash on CNN. I've always wondered why she was there. You know, it's like, what's your background? Why are you interesting? And you know, then you see that, of course, we have all the connections between the people married to presidents of news at CNN and ABC. And just a million things going back and forth. And the system was you get the bribe or the promise of the bribe through the Clinton Foundation. You approve the licenses for the sale of the weapons. And the circle just keeps on going. Round and round she goes. But the money, the way they were sending that money back, and this is where I think the investigation will come, is through the Canadian Giustra, Giustra, Clinton Foundation, something or other. It's like a subsidiary. And they would just send, the Giustra Foundation would send one big lump sum, like $100 million a year, from 1,100 donors who are secret. And unlike the United States and in Canada, you don't have to necessarily disclose who these people are. But of course, you're going to see, you know, that these will be, you know, big state leaders, you know, all kinds of.
All kinds of corrupt guys who this has been set up to be a foolproof system.
Right.
You want to make a little extra money? Here, you can make a couple mil.
Right. So what happened, and this guy is really interesting. I watched it for almost 6 hours over the weekend.
Is you gonna be linking the show notes?
Oh yeah, I've got tons of notes.
Okay.
So the idea was to do the exact same thing in Syria, and of course we know that was for multiple pipelines, competing pipelines, and of course it failed. And what the reason why it failed mainly is because the Stinger missiles were being flown into Jordan, where they were training rebels, and on then these C-130s with these Stinger missiles, they were going over to Benghazi. They were going over to Libya, and Chris Stevens makes a phone call and says, "Hey man, this is messed up. This is like C-130s with Stinger missiles coming in." 4 days later, he's dead. All right, so there's a system which will, and Jordan is on deck, but the King of Morocco, and again, just look at the pipelines. There's a new pipeline. It blew me away when I found this. The new pipeline is one that goes from Nigeria to Morocco. Now, they tried to do this pipeline straight up through Niger and through Algeria and all this stuff to get to Morocco, but of course, that is too painful. And the Nigerian oil is arranged by a former Mark Rich associate. I forget his name. I'll get to it in a second. And so now they're building.
Mark Rich, of course, is the guy pardoned by Bill Clinton.
Yes, and when you see
international criminal,
right? With the lawyer who helped on that is what's this guy's name again? Hold on. He's now in the Department of Justice. Peter Kadzik. There you go, Peter Kadzik. He took care of that for Mark Rich. He is handling the emails within the Justice Department. This guy is a total stooge, total insider. And, of course, he went to college with Podesta. So all of these things get all, you know, neatly wrapped up. So Morocco, they've got the Nigerian oil, which, of course, is all stolen. We've seen what's happened in Nigeria, Boko Haram. We followed that. There were hundreds of billions of dollars missing already. But, oh, no, focus on the children who weren't gone, who were gone, who gives a crap. We don't care if they're back or not. First Lady holds up a sign. Fine. So they're building this pipeline around the coast up to Morocco. And then from Morocco goes into Spain. And that will be a different way of, and it's all about the same thing, cutting off Russia's sales to Europe. That's what it's all about. The reason why I think we're now seeing different moves in Syria and things calming down possibly is because of a new pipeline, the Trans-Anatolian Natural Gas Pipeline, which runs from Georgia through Turkey. Oops, got a small problem there. And from Turkey into Bulgaria. And so it bypasses everybody. Again, another end around Russia. So the King of Morocco gave $28 million to the Clinton Foundation, of course, and thanks for setting everything up. And, you know, anyone who does this, King of Jordan, King of Morocco, just look at what happened with your predecessors. This seems to be the system. You know, get it all set up, arm some rebels, you know, boom, steal the money, control everything, hand off the contracts, the drilling rights, the mineral rights, hand it off to your buddies and big oil, etc. It's a very, very slick system. Ukraine, no different. You know, again, it's about stopping Russian gas getting into Europe. That's, you know, successful to a degree. But again, who's in there? Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's kid with a huge company that has oil, drilling rights, gas rights, transportation rights, everything. And as I'm going through this, I realize that the code words used in these, because Podesta is an integral part of this with Sid Blumenthal. And I don't even know where to start explaining Sid Blumenthal, other than he is the guy that actually hired the private army to be in Benghazi and in Libya. I think that, well, first of all, if you have money, you got billions of dollars, art is a great way to launder money. And it's a known perfect way because you're buying something, a piece of canvas or whatever it is, and paying exorbitant amounts of money. So you could do a lot with art. I'm thinking maybe all these codes in their emails is about arms deals. Think about it. Now, pizza could be just code for an arms deal. Or hot dogs is Stinger missiles. I mean, no one's looked at that from that perspective.
No.
And it would be perfect cover-up to have everyone focusing on kiddie porn and pedophilia.
Yeah, it's great. It's a big major distraction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I have a look at these links in the show notes. There's tons and tons of stuff there. But I think that, you know, whoever said that was absolutely right. If investigations start, and I believe this is an ongoing investigation. In fact, it's Snopes. Got to talk about Snopes. Here's Snopes. Fact check.
False.
Missing in action. This is from Snopes.com. We found no evidence that Eric Braverman, the former head of Clinton's charitable foundation, has gone missing. It is unproven, though. They didn't say it's false. It's unproven. Since at least October 2016, some social media users have been echoing the belief that former Clinton Foundation CEO Eric Braverman is missing or in peril. And he, of course, headed the foundation from 2013 until he resigned in 2015. Rumors regarding his whereabouts began swirling after a leaked document published via WikiLeaks showed his name mentioned in emails between Clinton staffers who believed he was furtively releasing information about the foundation's financial doings. We found no evidence that Braverman is currently a missing person, nor that he has gone into hiding. The only evidence being proffered in support of this claim is the fact that Braverman has not used his Twitter account since October. But he has not shown up for a lot of... He's not anywhere. Nor is Neil, nor is the guy who they tried to pin Benghazi Stinger missiles on, the arms guy, Turek, who they tried to frame, and if you recall, they dropped the lawsuit last minute because he was going to say, he was like, screw this, I'm going to tell everyone what's going on. So he's missing, or it's just not around anymore. This is the kind of stuff I'd like to see the Pizza Gators focus on. This is something real. In particular,
this whole thing, the way you describe it, and I'm not doubting any of it because it makes nothing but sense to me. Mm-hmm. It may account for the tick that Obama.
Yes.
Had.
Oh yeah.
You know he's got to be in on this too.
Everybody's in, John. This is the problem. Everybody.
And
all
that
governments.
May be the reason that that. Trump put that oil guy in as Secretary of State because he must know this is going on.
He can unravel the whole thing.
He could. Somebody's going to have to do it. I don't know how easy it would be to do that because it's like those banking conspiracies.
Well, you got to watch this guy. I didn't send it to you purposely because I wanted to talk about it with your open mind and hear if you had any like immediate concerns about it. But when you start watching what this guy is doing, and again, he's got to be a spook. I know he's a citizen of Israel, so you know, take everything that he says with that in mind. But to me, it was very clear how the system worked, and the idea, and of course, I think that's why Eric Braverman and Neil Brown got married only just before he quit, so they you can't testify against your spouse. So the way I understand it, before Hillary left the State Department, she wanted to have this KKR group in place. They're the ones who say, okay, yeah, they're consultants. Okay, you can sell arms to here, you can do this. So they're kind of the gatekeeper. And of course, they were controlled by the cabal because Neil Brown married Eric Braverman, who was the head of the Clinton Foundation. So everyone knew exactly how it was all. And this is a big, big money swirling operation, and a lot of it. $100 million here, that's peanuts. I think we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. Easily.
Well, it sounds like jail time for somebody if you ask me.
Well, so who's
Booker
going to be?
They set the patsies up before that anything comes down.
Right. Well, they tried.
I didn't know what a bad actor he was.